Although the nurse, as has been said, was anything but small, she appeared almost petite against the lensman's mighty frame, and they took off. Silently, the two circled the great hall once. Lustrous, goldenly green gown, of earthly silk this one, and less revealing than most, swishing in perfect cadence against the deftly and softly stepping, high-zippered grey boots. "This is better, Mac," Kinnison sighed finally. "But I lack just 7,000 kilocycles of being in tune with this. Don't know what's the matter, but it's clogging my jets. I must be getting to be a space louse."
"A space louse? You? Uh-uh." She shook her head. "You know very well what the matter is. You're just too much of a man to mention it."
"Huh?" he demanded. "Uh-huh," she asserted, positively if obliquely.
"Of course you're not in tune with this crowd. How could you be? I don't fit into it any more myself. And what I'm doing isn't even a baffled flare compared to your job. Not one in 10 of these fluffs here tonight has ever been beyond the stratosphere. Not one in 100 has ever been out as far as Jupiter, or has ever had a serious thought in her head except about clothes or men. Not one of them all has any more idea of what a lensman really is than I have of hyperspace or of non-Euclidean geometry."
"Kitty, kitty," he laughed. "Sheathe the little claws before you scratch somebody."
"That isn't cattishness, it's the bare-faced truth. Or perhaps," she amended honestly, "it's both true and cattish, but it's certainly true. And that isn't half of it. No one in the universe except yourself really knows what you are doing, and I'm pretty sure that only two others even suspect. And Dr. Lacey is not one of them," she concluded, surprisingly. Though shocked, Kinnison did not miss a step.
"You don't fit into this matrix any more than I do," he agreed, quietly. "Suppose you and I could do a little flit somewhere."
"Surely, Kin."
And, breaking out of the crowd, they strolled out onto the grounds. Not a word was said until they were seated upon a broad, low bench beneath the spreading foliage of a tree. Then, "What did you come here for tonight, Mac, the real reason?" he demanded abruptly.
Skip it,"
the girl stammered, a wave of scarlet flooding her face and down even to her superb, bare shoulders. Then she steadied herself and went on.
"You see, I agree with you. As you say, I check you to 19 decimals. Even Dr. Lacey, with all his knowledge, can be slightly screwy at times, I think."
"Oh, so that's it!" It was not. It was only a very minor part of her reason. But the nurse would have bitten her tongue off rather than admit that she had come to that dance solely and only because Kimball Kinnison was to be there.